Good, Big Titan Talk family. It's your girl, the Anime Nay, and we are back again with another installment of your favorite podcast all about Attack on Titan and its final season. It's final wacky, whacked out season. How are y'all doing, by the way? Like, how are you guys really doing? I hope the pandemic isn't doing y'all too dirty, but I mean, really, is that even possible? I feel like if the variant hasn't gotten you, it's coming for you. Nah, let me stop. We gonna come against that disease in the name of Jesus. Okay, we come against that. My listeners will be healthy, Lord. We will be healthy and prosperous. Okay, see the perks of being a Big Titan Talk fan, being on the Big Titan Talk train. You get free prayers. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, but this episode was a lot of fun to record. I had special guests, Candid, Catharsis, and Robert Dawkins, 3/4 of If the Shoe Fits, the Rap Collective. And we were just missing the one and only Grant Sounds, but I don't think he watches AOT, and that's lame. No, I'm kidding. But we do need to get him up to speed, though, because, y'all, this freaking, oh, my God, this show, this season. Whew. But, again, the guys from ITFS are phenomenal and are all doing great stuff out in the world and together. So we dug into this episode, okay, y'all? We went right along with Zeke and Aaron on that little stroll, okay? And I've been seeing all the memes of Zeke catching Aaron up. And then you got Aaron behind Zeke catching him up. And then it turns out Aaron had Zeke all along. Oh, and the rest of the freaking AOT universe. Okay, he has us all by the neck. I mean, I don't know. It's getting crazy. But personally, I am very intrigued by the new wrenches that are being thrown into the mix. Okay, I am here for the anime chaos. I was just thinking about this, but my favorite part of Tokyo Ghoul is when Kaneki had all his fingers broken and his hair turned white. I said, oh yeah, this is what I came for. So I don't know, that should tell you a little bit about, you know, what kind of anime I like. I like my anime to be, you know, a little topsy-turvy. And this episode definitely set us up for a brand new ride. So, man, without further ado, let's check out what the guys had to say. Oh, and also, Robert wasn't able to join us until a bit into the recording, but it's all good, and we welcomed him with open arms, as long as he did not spoil anything because he reads the manga. Okay, cool. Let's check it out. Candid, welcome back to the podcast.
Good to be back.
Thank you. And this time, absolutely. And this time we have a friend joining us. Another part of If the Shoe Fits, we have Mr. Catharsis. I don't know why I'd be wanting to say Mr. in front of your name. Like, when I say it in my mind, I'm always like Mr. Catharsis. I don't know what's up with that. But we have Catharsis and Candid. We have Catharsis and Candid on the pod today, you guys, from If the Shoe Fits. Welcome back and welcome. First off, congrats, you guys, on all of the TikTok success. I know it's hard. TikTok be crazy. What is the algorithm? We don't know.
Yeah.
But y'all are doing it big. What's the secret? Who mans the TikTok account? All of you guys?
You know, a magician never reveals. Never reveals the secrets, you know. We just be out here.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
Talking about we could slide it to you off the record, but you know, since this is being recorded, you know, we're not trying to reveal the secret sauce.
Yeah. Okay. But okay.
We gatekeeping around here.
Yeah. Girl bossing, gatekeeping, yeah. Gaslighting. 3G's, baby.
3G. Not that's how we already starting off the podcast, talking about we gaslighting, we gatekeeping.
I mean, it's only fitting.
Right, on the anime pod. Oh my God. Okay, so how is 2022 treating y'all so far? Individually and also the group. I gotta hear updates on the group.
Man. I mean, I guess like on the individual tip, like we're both in New York and it's just the weather. The weather just not doing good for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I like to get outside, you know what I mean? Exercise outside. I was Rob actually put me on the jump rope before it got cold. So like I was doing that, but it's like, you could still do it outside, but I don't like it. But I've been trying to like run outside recently. I ran outside earlier today, get that cardio in by any means, you know what I'm saying? But individually outside of that, you know, just being in the house, things are kind of going up. Like we're looking to drop lots of music. I know you said personally and then career-wise, but it's like, it's the same thing at this point. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm looking forward to. Like some music that we're dropping and stuff like that. We're trying to do a lot of stuff for 2022. Maybe Catharsis wants to talk a little bit more about it, but we do have some new songs that are coming in the next month or two, so I'm excited about that and getting the stuff ready. So I'm very excited.
Yes, I will echo his sentiments. On a personal note, we just had this bomb cyclone over the weekend that wasn't fun. Shoveling snow is not fun.
Trash.
10 out of 10 would not recommend it. Pay someone else to do it. But yeah, I mean, that's fine. Other than that, I stayed inside. 2022 is pretty calm. I've been very goal-oriented, and so far that's seen quite a fair amount of success. So that's dope. In terms of the group stuff, like we got the socials popping, which is crazy. We're getting crazy reach on TikTok, crazy reach on Instagram. I was going to hit the group chat today, but like the post that we put up yesterday, we almost have 500 likes, and we've never had that before. Like on a regular post, that's actually insane. And then actually on one of your reels that we put up, you got like over 1,000 likes. So I guess, you know, people like your face or whatever. That's cool.
Nice face. It does.
Yeah, but we also got a bunch of new music that's coming out. We have other things that are coming out that I'm not sure if I'm able to talk about right now. And then we have like a lot of plans that are in motion, like a lot of behind the scenes stuff, so that when they move from the background to the foreground, people gonna be like, "Oh man, who are these guys?" Like, ah! Exactly. So it'll be cool. It'll be very cool.
Yeah, we just trying to be in your face this year. That's the whole thing. So the fact that you saw something that we had recently posted means that we're in your face. So we're doing a good job.
No, absolutely. I mean, you guys are literally all over the place. A girl who I met, I'm in New York too. So a girl who I met when I moved here, I follow her and she posted one of you guys's TikToks. And I was like, oh my God, you follow them? And she was like, yeah, they're hilarious. And I'm like, yo, that's fire. Look at that.
Interesting.
Love to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay. Cool.
I want to talk about, I think this was you guys' last project, but I was listening to, which I love the name, Slice of Life.
Yes.
A Slice of Life. So many anime bars. Indeed. So many anime bars.
Yeah. We are fans.
Okay, what's you guys' favorite song on the album?
That's a great question.
Wait, before you even answer that, teach me some, y'all. Is it out? What's the difference between album, EP, you know, project? Like, what's the like appropriate term for these things?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to take it? All right, wait. So someone described it to me as it is whatever you want it to be, especially now in the age of like streaming and everything being digital. Like back in the day, the differences made a difference, because you could only have a certain amount of songs on like a vinyl, but then like you could have more songs on a CD, and then we switched to iTunes, so you could do whatever. So this for us was an EP. It wasn't an album or a mixtape or anything like that. So that's just kind of the direction that we took it in. If we wanted it to be an album, there would have been like maybe 12 songs on it, but there were only like 5 or 6, I think. So
yeah, that's funny. I thought you were gonna like really go through it.
Nope,
that's bro. Basically what I was gonna say. Like, the distinctions don't matter anymore. But I guess like people, the colloquial distinctions are that like, you know, the EPs are like shorter, and like people use EPs as kind of like putting their foot in the water, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Gauging people's interest in certain things. Whereas like, I feel like albums are the ones where they're like, yes, Pitchfork, you know, you come with your review right. for the album, you know, whereas with the EP, they're like, oh, I was just trying stuff like that, you know what I mean? So.
Okay. Like okay, cool. So favorite song, just one on the EP.
Oh, no. I mean, one of my favorites ended up having to get cut, because like we originally had like 7 to 9 of them actually, but it's like some of them we couldn't get the rights to the beats, but one of my favorites that like y'all have heard, I would say Power probably. I really really like that song. Instrumental is like really, I don't know, I kind of want to say like dark. It reminds me of like a haunted circus, and I feel like Grant really came. Listen, that's what it is to me. That's what it is to me. And I feel like Grant really came. It was his idea, for that song. So like he really came through with a great idea for the hook and energy on that. And I was like, I remember hearing it, was like, okay, I'm gonna figure this out. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna figure this out. So I'd say Power is mine.
I would have to say Filler Arc is mine, because it embodies the lifestyle that I would like to live. What I aspire to just be in a constant filler arc, because I don't want to, you know, have to fight the big baddies, have to deal with plot progressions, all that. Like, I'm just trying to chill, you know? And this song very much so encapsulates that energy.
You know, I was gonna say that was my favorite as well.
great minds.
I was like, honestly, the whole EP is fire, but I was like, dang, it's something about filler arc. Oh, it's tapping into the like chill life. Like I was listening to it in the bed and I was like, yes, I need a filler arc literally right now.
Yeah. We all need a break.
Need the break, man. Absolutely. Okay, so gotta come with some of my favorite bars, okay?
EP. Okay, all right. I wasn't ready, but let's get it.
Okay. I got 3 for y'all. I'ma save the best for last. Okay.
Scared.
No, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Okay. Villain Show Me No Love. Got it like y'all so straight out the mud. I said, whoa. Mm. Okay, true. Mm. Leaf Village Ain't for the Kids. Got Cup Noodles all in the crib. Cause you know what?
Spitting.
My biggest question of Naruto period is, why was Naruto, why was he in the condition he was in? Was he not the 4th Hokage's son?
Crazy. 3rd Hokage was trash.
Like, yeah.
I can't. Leaf Village really had the kids out here. Really had the kids
out here. Yeah. He failed. As far as I'm concerned, he was not an adequate guardian. He just wasn't.
Terrible.
It was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last one, which I'm gonna just say it. Them thangs is thanging, respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Respectfully, yeah. Respectfully.
Ah, what did you say that?
Now, who idea was it to have a song where the chorus, the chorus is the whole time, anime titties, anime. Let me just say first off, it's a banger, but.
I too am curious.
Oh, you are?
What type of a person, what kind of deviant would do something so unwieldy? Man, when we find him, oh man, we're really gonna. Really gonna.
No, honestly, hilarious. Let me just say the video itself. Who came up with the choreography? That's really what I want to know. Who did the choreo?
I'm pretty sure it was you and Grant in the studio.
Oh yeah, that dance. It was me and Grant. It was me and Grant. Yeah. We was in the studio and we was like
like they came up with the dance as a joke, But then they were like, oh, this is fire.
It was a joke for like 0.1 second, but then it was like, no, this is all it needs. Like, it doesn't need to be any deeper than this. It just needs to be just like a little movement that is easy to do. So like when you're on TikTok, you can imitate that.
I mean, I was impressed. I can't lie. I was like, okay, this is entertaining. It's not too much, like you said. It's all you gotta do. Also, the anime merch was fire. Catharsis, the shirt, the blouse, the top. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You be dressing.
You know, I'll be out here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Steady Hands. They got the goods. They got the goods.
You be dressing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, the vibe of the video, I'm like, this is actually perfect. I'm feeling like, you know, I want to be at this pool party. Not necessarily in the pool, but I want to be at the pool party.
Fair enough. Yeah, it was really fun to shoot. It was, obviously we did it over the summer. It was a nice day. You know what I'm saying?
It was very hot.
It was very hot.
Oh, Lord, it was hot.
But it was a nice day. It's not the 15 degrees it is right now. So I wasn't mad at it. It was hot, but we got it done. And you know, the models that we had on set and the directors and producers and everything, like, so great, and they just made everything just so seamless, like came up with so much stuff that we didn't even see, things we weren't even thinking of. You know, the thing where Rob and I like bounced into each other and like fell on the floor, we was doing stunts, like it was great. Good time.
No, I mean, it looks like y'all had a great time. Like, it doesn't look like it was, you know, super hot, too crazy. It looks honestly like a good time. I enjoyed it.
And that's Almighty Zeus. Buy If The Shoe Fits, out on YouTube right now. The video out on YouTube. It's out on all your DSPs. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Napster, Deezer, Yonder, all of them. Wherever you go to listen to music, audience, it's going to be on there. Almighty Zeus, If The Shoe Fits.
Period. Okay.
Sensational.
Okay. Anime, what y'all watching? What have y'all been watching lately?
You know me. You don't, which is why you asked. Yeah. Right. So I've been real heavy on the Attack on Titan train. I've been real heavy on Demon Slayer. It's one of the few things keeping me going through these cold winter months. Every weekend, I'm like, let's get to it. I've been watching that a lot. I've been rewatching Cardcaptor Sakura and Sailor Moon, and both of those have been rather enjoyable. It's really those four that I'm watching these days.
Hi.
Yeah, for me, I don't know what else it is I'm doing, but I'm kind of like slowed down on like the amount of different anime I'm watching overall. But I am obviously very deeply invested in the AOT, so I'm watching that. What else am I watching? World Trigger, their season 3 just ended. Love it. That's one of my favorite jobs. And it's a lot more like reading manga for me, but I'm just waiting for stuff to come back. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's really what it is. I do need to catch up on Demon Slayer, because like,
yes,
I was
do.
Waiting. I mean, I read all the manga. I know it happens, but it's like, I was waiting for the movie to come to theaters. And then like, it did, and I missed that window. And then now the season started up again. I'm like, okay, this is moving very fast. So I need to like go, I need to go watch that movie so I can then watch the new season. But I'll be there. I'll be there shortly.
Catch up. It's fire. Even for a nigga like me. Like, I read it. I'm sorry to cut you off, Nick. But yeah, I read the entire series, but seeing it animated,
crazy,
completely different. It's a different experience altogether. They really put their whole foot in that animation, bro. Like, it, whoo.
Definitely. I'm like, how many people did they have working on this? Because this is fire. Like, complete moves. Just complete. It's just fire.
Yeah.
It's fire.
I love it.
Man. Okay. Demon Slayer. Sheesh. AOT. Yes. Sheesh. I'm going to be sad when AOT is gone. But like you said, too, there's a lot of stuff coming back, which is nice. So I'm like, okay, like, I'm glad Demon Slayer is here, you know, kind of ease my heart away from AOT.
Yes.
Okay, AOT, if y'all had to give somebody a Titan. And I feel like this answer will tell me a lot about both of you. But if you have to give somebody a Titan, who are you giving a Titan to?
Yo, Levi, don't talk to me. Give Levi a Titan. Let's see what he does. Anyone. I know you can't do that because he's like an Ackerman or whatever. I don't care. The question was, give anybody a Titan. I say Levi for me.
I was going to ask if you meant someone in the show or someone in real life. But going off of Candid's answer, you obviously mean someone in the show now.
I want to hear both of your answers. I want to hear both of your answers. I meant on the show, but now that you say that, I would like to hear okay. the other answer as well.
Word. I would be interested in seeing Mikasa with the female Titan. I feel like she's earned that. I feel like she would do crazy damage. She would move the story. I feel like she would be such an efficient wielder of that Titan. Like, she would be catching bodies. She would not be caught lacking like everyone else's. Like, her fighting instinct is just on 12 all the time. So, like, giving her a Titan too, it would be endgame. And I would love to see that. I would absolutely love to see that.
I think honorable mention, though, I just want to throw would be Hanji, but like a few years ago, because if you give her time to like learn things and experiment, I think she would come out with the craziest stuff and just figure out a whole lot of different things. But I think right now there's no time to do any of that. So she's not like a really good pick for that.
Yeah, unbeatable. The Ackermans or Hanji with the Titan, it's unbeatable. Now, what y'all think happened to Hanji? This is an aside, but like, what do y'all think is going on with them?
I don't even know. Like, I don't know where they're going. None of this. Like,
yeah.
when they resumed the season and they like showed Levi's like charred body, I was like, oh, y'all were serious. Like, I thought some plot armor or something was gonna happen, but it's like, no. Like, it looks like he's dead, and I'm like, I didn't know that y'all were gonna go through with that, to be perfectly honest. So I don't know what they're doing. I feel like Hanji, I'm hoping this, there's no real basis for this, but I'm hoping that Hanji just like has some Titan serum on her. Like, she found the one that was like in the grass or whatever. Levi still has a sliver of life, makes him a Titan. I don't know what that does, because he then needs to eat someone to be a shifter, but I don't know.
Yeah. So I feel like Levi's okay. I feel like he's definitely still alive, because like, she was very protective of him when the Jaegerists were like, oh, we can check his pulse too. Let us confirm that he's dead. And it's like, well, she's not doing that. And then she hops in the river with his body. Like, I'm like, yeah, he's alive. He's alive. She's going to nurse him back to health. That's what I'm hoping for, because having a healed Levi back on the battlefield instantly changes the tide. Like, whatever side he's on is winning, and that's just that's kind of just the way it is. But also, I feel like there won't be enough time for him to like heal. So unless, like Kanda was saying, you know, he becomes a Titan shifter or something like that, he's gonna be walking around, or rather limping around, and not be of much use to people, unless like the workaround is he's just using the ODM gear and not landing. He's just flying around straight anger bloodlusted because Zeke pulled one over on him, and he's like, no, this time I'm actually killing you. And like, that's it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there's no way, there is just no way he's entering any type of battle. Like, I had the thought of maybe that, which, you know, I don't want to happen, but I had the thought of maybe they're both gonna die somewhere else. You know how we had that Kenny and Levi moment, like he was by the tree, whatever. I have a feeling like, I'm just like, how can he come back from this? He is human. It's going to take him some months. He is fucked up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what else could happen, but I don't know. I don't want them to die, but we don't have that many episodes left.
And they're playing for keeps. Like, they don't care.
They don't care. Like, nobody's out of safe. Everybody out of there.
Oh my God.
Bro, when they turned Falcon into a Titan, bro.
Woo!
I didn't even know it was him for a little bit, because I was just in disbelief. I was like,
I didn't either.
This is a random person. This is a random, y'all would never do that to me. But they did.
I did not realize I was him. I was like, "Damn!" And when he was attacking Ryan, I was like, "Oh my god, that's Falco! Wow!" No, as soon as I saw the little like yellow hue in everyone's skin, I was like, "Oh, I had to pause it. I had to pause it."
Yeah.
I had to pause it.
Every episode's a banger.
Yeah, no, the second part is really like just the animation itself. I'm like, "Oh my god!" Okay. So I'm going to do a recap. We're going to talk about it while we recap because these episodes are really just, they're just a lot now. It's just a lot happening. It's just a lot. Okay, so we start the episode off where we left off. Zeke and Aaron are in the paths. Zeke is like, "Yo, listen, you fucked up, Aaron. This was a test. Now I'm about to hit your head. And now we're about to go through Chris's memories," which, okay, cool. So Zeke and Aaron are walking through Grisha's memories, and he's trying to convince him that Grisha was a manipulative father. LMAO, does not go according to plan. And honestly, the look on Aaron's face to me the whole time is saying, like, nigga, like, I've been here. I already know what we're about to see, but okay, I already know the truth, but really you're the one who needs to buckle up. And yeah, there's a moment where Aaron like kind of lies and is like, "Oh, haha, I see now. Grisha's the worst." he's like, "You're right. Can we end this now?" And Zeke is like, "No, you will not leave. We will not leave until you realize." But y'all, this is so traumatic. The whole time I'm watching this, like, this is so traumatic on Zeke's part. Like, why are you voluntarily putting yourself through this? Like, watching all these happy memories, and not even really happy, but just like, you know, normal like father son family memories, and Zeke the whole time is like, "Huh, I guess he wasn't that manipulative." And I'm like, yeah, no, he was not.
It's like, this is a very roundabout way to get therapy. Like, I feel like it could have been easier to just talk with somebody, but okay.
Absolutely. So at this point, it's clear to me, it's like, okay, we're about to see something that Zeke is not prepared for. Like, Zeke is positioning himself, like, I know what we're about to see, but Aaron is clearly like, So what is going through y'all head? Like, I'm at this point, I'm like, okay, we're going through Grisha's memories, but like, what is this episode about to reveal to us? But what was going through y'all head where y'all were watching the first little part?
You want to go ahead?
You can go ahead.
Okay. So I go into every episode not expecting anything, because anything I expect is always wrong. Like, they just, the writers of this show, I don't know what they were doing when they made this, but like, I cannot predict anything. And so I'm just like, wherever the narrative takes me, that's where we're going. So when I found out that it was in fact Aaron the entire time, like, forcibly manipulating his father to make the events unfold in this specific way, bro, Aaron is an emotional terrorist. And like, the way that they conveyed the emotions in all of these scenes, like, you could see it in Zeke's face. He was like, "What's going on?" You see it in Aaron's face. He's like, "This is what's happening. I'm making this happen. Remember why we're doing this." And then Grisha, very obviously not wanting to do these things. And then like the scene where he has his mental breakdown and he's like, "Okay, are you happy, Aaron? I killed all the kids, all of them. I only left the father alive. Are you satisfied?" And it's crazy. Like, yeah, the whole thing was crazy. My mind was blown. I was just watching the screen with my mouth ajar, eyes wide open. Like, wow. Never would I have. Also, I thought it was really clever that they just didn't reveal what the Attack Titan special ability was until now. Because the entire time, I've been wondering, I'm like, okay, like, every Titan has this specific special thing about them. The Attack Titan is just like an angry beast. Like, it's just a regular Titan, but like, a human is in control of it. What else can he do? You know?
Yeah.
Apparently, you know. Anything.
Right. No. And we'll get to that, because I'm like, No, I echo literally every single thing that you just said. Honestly, I feel like I've always thought that AOT was a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean like it has a lot of themes. There's a lot of like, it's just a lot of mischief. It's a lot of just like, wait, what are we talking about here? Like, what is actually going on? And this episode literally just like, it just completely changed what I was thinking was actually happening. So surely enough, right? We're toward, so before the little, the theme song comes on, we find out that Grisha already knew, like for a long time, where the founding Titan was, which was a wrench, like was just a total like, what? Okay. He already knew for years, but because he cared about Aaron so much, he didn't do anything at first. And Zeke is blue. Zeke is mega blue at this. Like, what? And again, Zeke, why are you putting yourself through this, sir? Why are you doing it? Your whole life has been leading you up to this disappointment. I'm so sorry. But to me, this scene was so important to the show because like everyone's been saying, you know, this is a different Aaron, I don't know who this Aaron is. Like this is a totally different character to me. Like, we don't know where he's going with this, but like, even the way his face was animated, his facial expressions in this episode, it was like, no, this is definitely like, you know, he could be, he has all these memories and all these things swirling through his mind. So obviously like those things have shaped who he is, but he's had the Attack Titan in his body since he was like 9 years old. So I'm like, this is Aaron. Like, I don't know what else is going on, you know, with everything, but like, this is him. Aaron is not playing games with us. So.
Bro, not at all.
Not at all.
Nah, it's just, I'm just still thinking about it. It's really crazy. Cause like when they started that episode and you know how like, well, I guess at the end of the last episode that like Zeke is in whatever that realm of where the paths is for a while before Aaron is, because he needs to have his body recreated because he got it shot the fuck off. Like, it, you know, then they then tell us that like seconds in here is just like days, years, eternities out there. So like the fact that Zeke was there for so long, he was like, I was able to learn a lot from Ymir. So like, when he puts the chains on Aaron, I'm like, okay, so he doesn't know that Grisha was a good dad, but I'm like, he's gonna learn that. But also at the same time, like, he knows a lot about a lot, the fact that he's been in here so long. And the fact that like Aaron is like, nah, I actually know everything that is, not everything that's ever happened the way you do. I know everything that's relevant to this situation that you don't know. I know shit that even the founding family didn't even know. And that really, oh man, everything about it just blew my mind. He created a causal loop of his whole life, and it just really, it is wild, because like one thing I saw people talking about on the internet was just like how this show is a lot about how like you do things based on like the situations you're put in, but like Aaron is the one person who like stands above that, and he is the person that caused his circumstances like through and through. So it's like, he really is the protagonist, just like in the crazy, in every sense of the word.
Whew. Right. Even thinking about the fact that, okay, so there was a moment, right, when Grisha's in his study and he's asleep, whatever. He wakes up, he's saying Zeke, like, I'm sorry, whatever he's saying to him. And then he sees like the actual Zeke standing in front of him. And he's like, wait, no, this old man can't be Zeke. And I'm like, wait, so that probably actually really happened at that time. Like, he probably actually saw that and was going through emotional turmoil while this is happening. And realistically, Aaron caused this as well. And I'm just like, dang, this man. Wow. Okay. And you know, I just feel like lately I've been seeing so many animes, not even lately, but maybe I have just been watching a lot of them, that just like really deal with time travel. And I can't lie, I'm like, y'all, I don't want to see no more time travel. How is that about to affect the future, the present? Yeah. And See, that's what I'm saying. AOT is just a lot. I'm like, now we got to talk about time travel too. Like, what?
Yeah. So what I, first of all, yes, time travel, I feel like it can be very gimmicky and very annoying depending on the way that you go about it. But from what I've been reading, seeing, and hearing from folks who are much more adept than I at AOT lore, is that apparently you don't necessarily, like, people who have the attack titan aren't necessarily altering the time path. It's more so that they just have access to future events in the way that they unfold, in the same way that they have access to past events. So, like, you don't necessarily change things, but it's more so like you're privy to things that are going to happen. So that can influence what you do in the present, like what we saw with Grisha. And so I think that's an interesting take on time travel. I'm waiting for the show to confirm it, because right now, like, that's just the working theory that folks have. Because if Eren can in fact, like, influence events via memories in ways that they weren't supposed to unfold naturally, then that has, I guess, like, in retrospect, that changes a lot of things in the show that they might not have intended to, and kind of throws other things into question. But I haven't read the manga, and I don't intend to read it. Exactly. So I'm gonna see what they do with that. But it's just very interesting, because, like, once I learned that, like, there's this one very popular TikTok going around right now of this woman explaining, like, how Zeke was able to appear to Grisha, and, like, it's because the way Eren positioned his body in those rooms, in those scenes, because, like, he's now seeing things from Eren's point of view. And if Eren's in the corner of the room and he's looking at Zeke, then Grisha's able to see him because Eren can see him. And I'm like, that's really interesting. So that also means that, like, Eren, he's purposely leaving out other pieces of information. Like, if he's not giving his father, like, a proper vantage point, like, he didn't show his dad what happened when the wall was breached. His dad knows that the wall is breached, but he doesn't know what happens afterwards, because Eren just, like, didn't let him see that, apparently. So,
right, because, like, didn't he say, like, Carla's fine or something like that? Didn't he say that at the end?
I think he was asking what happened to Carla, and was, like, upset that Eren wasn't showing him what happens ultimately. And it's like, you're a terrorist.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I also love that, because it kind of circumvents the messiness of time travel, but it also makes sense thematically, because I think that's why Eren is, like, so has been so dead set on, like, we keep going, because he just knows what's going to happen, and he's like, I don't think he knows of a way to make these things not happen, so he's like, I just have to do this. Mm-hmm. I need to go through with it. Even, like, in the cave, I feel like there was, like, half a second, it was super brief, where he looked a little sad about what he knew was going to happen, but then he bossed up and was like, you gotta do this, you gotta squash them all like flies, da da da, because he's just like, this is what it is. And I saw a thing today on Twitter, somebody was like, the scene where he's in prison, he's screaming at Hanji, and he's like, do you have a plan? If you have a plan, you need to tell me. And I think it's because, like, he's just looking for a way out, and he just needs anybody to be like, if you see a way to make these things happen properly, tell me, so I don't have to do all the things I know I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that scene at the end of season 3 where he kisses Historia's hand, I mean, like, one of my favorite scenes. For years I've been like, what did he see? And now I'm like, are you telling me this man kissed her hand and saw his father and future him whispering to his father, like, you need to do this? Like, did he see that? And then come out of it, he's like, so wait, fake. I did that? Like, that was me? And I'm like, how can that not, even if you see a vision of yourself in the future, right? And it like doesn't really align with who you think you are, or, like, your life up to that point, right? And you're confused by it, you're gonna start thinking about it. You're gonna start being like, okay, well, like, if I trust myself, clearly that happened for a reason. So, like, honestly, I'm like, self-fulfilling prophecy. He was going to end up in this anyway. Because to me, at the end of that season, in that scene, he looked appalled. Like, he looked like, I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. But at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but it was you. Like, you know that this is coming now. Like, you're like, oh, wait, that was me. But Can we just talk about that's literally a mind fuck right now. He in the present saw the past and his future self in the past.
Gaslighter. He is a gaslighter. Oh my god.
For real. And then he had the nerve at the end of season 3 to be like, if we kill everyone across the sea. Like, boy, you knew what was about to happen. Like he damn near also caused, if we really think about it, the war in Marley too. Because Muggs only attacked Marley because they couldn't get it done in Paradise Island. And they couldn't get it done in Paradise Island because Aaron did all of this. So I'm like, dang.
It's so wild how, like, him seeing certain things. Like, I mean, apparently he can see things freely, but I don't know the extent to which he can see everything. But it's, like, it does explain a lot. Because even down to, like, I was thinking about how when he was fighting the, oh, my God, why can't I remember it? Whatever that Titan was.
The one Warhammer Titan? Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. When he's fighting the Warhammer Titan and he's, like, was about to die, he was like, Mikasa, you need to come get me any second now. Any second now, because he's like, in my memories, I don't die here, so something needs to happen. And I was always wondering about that. I was like, how do you just know? I was like, oh, he has faith in his friends, kind of. It's because he can actually see the future. And it's just wild to me, because like, he really has been looking for a way out for a long time, because like, even in the flashbacks between those years, he kept bothering Armin. He's like, do you have your memories yet? Do you have your memories yet? Because he's like, bro, I need anything. If you could give me anything that tells me, gives me a different perspective or whatever. And Armin's like, oh, I don't really know. And he's like, oh, I can't, what, I gotta do this myself. You're not helping me. He was looking for Armin to be the one person on the type of time he was on, and just, it did not happen. And he was like, I guess I gotta go to Marley, link up with Zeke, kill mad people, steal the Warhammer. And I think the one thing he didn't see coming was Sasha's death. I think that was the one, because that was the one time where he was like emoted and he seemed surprised. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe like in his future memories, he never saw her and he just didn't know what that meant, because he hasn't seen a lot of his friends in a long time. So he wasn't thinking about it. But then he sees that she's dead and he's like, I didn't account for that. And he had a moment where he was upset, but he's like, you're going through hell, you keep on going. And he just kept it up. Oof.
Yes.
It's hard out here.
Yep, it is. Zeke needs therapy, Aaron needs therapy, Grisha needs therapy. Like, they all just need some counseling.
Okay, speaking,
the one thing I want to say, Grisha has only had like one good week in his entire life, and I feel really bad for him.
Yeah, no, for real, I actually do feel so bad for him. And just even seeing, I saw somebody posted like, the voice actor that voices Grisha really needs some sort of like award. I'm like, because he went crazy in this one. But speaking of them and them all needing therapy, like, okay, so we're at the point where Zeke is starting to realize, like, all right, Aaron might not actually be who I think he is. He sees the scene where, like, Aaron straight up murders the dudes who kidnapped Mikasa, which is very indicative of, like, you know, what he's capable of. And I'm like, y'all are so different. Zeke was in cadet training crying, did not want to be there, wanted nothing to do with it. Aaron has been, I want to fight forever. Like, he been ready to pick up a whatever, the ODM gear since was 0 years old. And so I have to question, like, there's a point in the middle of the show when Zeke says to, even when he's realizing this, he says to Aaron, like, you know, I can activate the euthanization plan at any point, but I don't want to abandon you. And so, do y'all have brothers?
These niggas.
Aw, yeah.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, no, but Candid actually has brothers, like, blood brothers.
Yeah, I got both.
Okay, well, just, I have two brothers too, and I'm like, okay, well, let me ask y'all. Y'all are in this situation, right? You, your brother, your sister, your family member, you don't know them, but you feel some sort of connection. You, from far away, just feel like, I have to save them. But that's because of how you've grown up, you know? Zeke feels abandoned, so he's like, I don't want to abandon my brother. But you meet your brother, and Aaron's your brother, right? And Aaron makes it very clear, like, nah, nigga, I'm not with what you with. I've been fighting hard, tooth and nail, against your exact plan. Do y'all go the same way? Or like, do you go the Zeke route and be like, you know, I can't abandon you, we're gonna do this together, or do you just do what you're gonna do?
So I think it's a bit difficult for me, because the way I'm seeing it from Zeke's point of view, like, there's just a lot of projection going on. Because he's like, okay, this is how I perceive these events to unfold. Mm-hmm. Therefore, that's my reality. Therefore, it must also be your reality. And so if you're walking through the world with that assumption for so long, only to find out that you're wrong in the worst possible way, but like, you're too far gone, like, what do you do in that situation, you know? Especially when you find out from your father, whom you thought abandoned you, that like, you need to stop your brother because things are only going to go in the way that he wants them to. It's like, now I have access to all this information, but I don't have a plan. Like, he has the founding titan and he can use its power, but I feel like he's just, he doesn't know what to do anymore. So if I was in a situation like that, I wouldn't assume, because like, I'm meeting my brother and he's a grown ass man. Like, mm-hmm. he lived on the paradise island with the titans. Like, he doesn't have access to any of this information that I've had, like, freely flowing. So like, I don't know. I feel like there were just reasons to distrust on both sides from the very beginning, because they're mm-hmm. They're from two different worlds. Like, Eren's world consistently expanded with each new season. Meanwhile, Zeke knew the outside world, but he did not know the world within the walls. So it's like, I don't know. I probably, if I were Zeke, I probably would have done what I needed to do. I would realize that Eren could not be saved and whatever. If I was Eren, I would just be evil. And that would be it.
Welcome.
Hello.
Okay, so now here I go with the mister again, y'all. I'm an auntie already, clearly, but we have Mr. Robert Dawkins. Okay,
what's going on, guys?
Yes, I'm happy you could join us.
So am I. Yeah, y'all talking about Attack on Titan? Is that what the mood is?
Yes, we are talking about Attack on Titan. I just asked, set up the scene, you know, we're at the part where, well, it's not really the part, it's pretty much the theme of the whole thing, of Zeke not wanting to abandon Eren and being like, you know, I'll do anything I can to make sure we're on the same page and move forward together. And obviously Eren does not give any cares about that. But I was just asking, if this was you, and if this was your brother, your sibling, or just someone who was in your family, but y'all, as Catharsis pointed out, grew up in two totally different worlds, but you have this connection to them. What would you guys do? Would you be on that same wave of like, all right, we gotta figure this out together, or would you just do the plan? Because he makes it very clear that he's like, I already have the power, I can do the plan whenever. But yeah.
I think, given that I am in a group and have brotherly bonds with the people already here, I would do my best to help them. So if they, and honestly, when it comes to Zeke and Eren, I think Zeke also feels guilt that like Eren grew up in this like really messed up situation. And I think that guilt also drives his actions with Eren. So I would be on the same side, and I would try to find a compromise with my brother if I were in that situation, if that makes sense.
Okay, I feel that. I definitely was not even thinking about that. That is very true. Man. He could feel guilt.
Yeah.
He's a good man. Yeah. Okay, what about you, Candid?
I feel like, you know, from Zeke's perspective too, it's like familial, a real like familial bond that's healthy in some ways, really the only thing that he wants. He's kind of resolved to die, like not only by taking the Titan, but also he's resolved for himself to die, for all of his people to die. And he wants the one thing before he dies in the next year. Like, he dies in a year. So he's like, the one thing I want is just a close bond with a family member before I die. And if that's all, and then second, I feel like they're equal things he wants. The euthanasia plan, which is dumb, and then like a strong familial bond. So he wants those things equally. So I feel like that's why he's not, and he's come so far that he's like, I'm not, I feel like I can have both. I'm not willing to give up on one or the other. And then like, by the end of the episode, it's just way too late. Like it's, your dad is calling him like the Antichrist. Like it's over. He right. broke out of the chains. It's done. Like you lost. Like you, if you wanted to do it, you probably should have done it. I get why you didn't, but it's over. It's clip.
Yeah. And just even like to that point too, considering if, which again, I'm assuming that he saw like that scene at the end of season 3 when he kisses Soraya's hand, assuming that he did see himself in the future talking to his dad in the past, like he's had years and years and years of already just priming himself with like, all right, this is what's gonna happen. This is my fate. So yeah, like him saying to Zeke, it's pointless. I'm like, yeah, it's really pointless. I hear y'all and y'all are some great people. And I'm gonna just say, I definitely agree with Catharsis. I'm just gonna do the plan. I would just have to just do it. And hopefully my brother would come around later. Cause I'm like, like you said, once he gets to the end, it's like, yeah, it's actually way too late. At this point, it's very clear they're two totally different people. And now we see Grisha at the Rice family home. And man, I so badly want to see the fight, which it seemed like from the preview, they might show it next episode or at least some parts. Do you guys watch the previews?
I don't. No. Not anymore. I honestly forget they exist.
Yeah, for me, like with anything, I just show me it, bro. I don't want to see no preview. I don't even be watching trailers for movies. I'm like, just show me the thing, bro.
I feel you. To be honest, I didn't watch them until this season. I stay forgetting that it's a thing. Like as soon as the theme song come on, I'd be like, click up off. But with this one, I enjoy the opening and the ending. So I mean, you know, tune in. The
opening goes crazy. I have never been so impressed by the opening soundtrack. It's been many years. Say that. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because my question is like, how did the Attack Titan beat the Founding Titan? Like what how did Grisha do that?
I can actually explain that because they showed it in a previous season.
Did they?
Rod Rice was talking to Historia. Yeah, he explained everything from his point of view because he wasn't privy to all the information that we now have. Mm-hmm. But like they showed that fight. He was like, you know, my daughter wasn't able to bring out the full fountain because I think she had just inherited it. And like Grisha had years of experience with the Attack Titan. So were she able to bring out its full potential, she would have won, but she wasn't. So he stomped out the kids, he ate her, and let the dad live. And it was crazy. So I feel like they might not reuse the animation from that previous season. They might like redo it because like why not? But that fight was indeed crazy, and it was crazy. That's all I can say. It was crazy.
Wait, so why did he let Rod Reese live? I don't remember that. That part confused me.
That'll be explained, I think.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Because I also was questioning that too. Like, did he, I don't know, maybe in my head he might have just like ran off, but I don't know. But also to that point, it did seem like too, Frida, the Founding Titan, did not want to fight. Like in all of these scenes, or the end scene of this episode, it seemed like, you know, her family's like, come on, kill this nigga. Come on, what you doing?
Yeah.
And she like, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, it was giving that, wasn't it? Yeah.
It definitely was giving. It was giving definitely that. Giving. And then Aaron said, nah, I don't. There is no hesitation here, Grisha. I just cannot believe that he full on bullied his father into doing this. He's talking about, remember Faye. Do you remember Faye? Your sister?
Yo, those lines where Hobie said, this is the story you started, right? I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He said, remember why you did this? Remember how you killed your sister? yeah, man, if it was me, I wouldn't have let that happen. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I was like, Jesus Christ.
And this is your dad you're talking to. Presumably at the lowest point of his life, where you're about to coerce him into doing some really off the walls, bonkers shit that goes against his entire moral fiber. He's like, I heal people, I don't kill children. And Aaron's like, you got to do what you came to do.
Yeah. Earl Sweatshirt. No, like, bitch in here. And like, this.
Yo. All up in his face.
I mean, y'all remember part one when he was sitting next to his grandfather at the at the hospital. Oh, and he's like, he asked him, like, do you regret anything? Or whatever he asked, and then his grandfather just straight up goes berserk in that moment. I was like, oh no.
Boy, devious.
He's devious. His facial expressions. I'm like, sheesh. Oh, Aaron. Okay. So like I said, at this point, I'm just like, all right, Aaron has had to do with all of this, to my surprise. And now I do not know what Aaron's plan is. But at this point, Grisha is now yelling to the sky or to Aaron, like, I did it. I killed everybody. Like, what now? He sees Zeke again. Zeke is shook. I'm just like, God, I feel so bad. I just feel so bad for this man at this point. But he's shook and he's like, you have to stop him. At this point, everything is going to happen the way Aaron wants it to. But you have to stop him. How, Sway?
I think this is why I'm really interested to see what the author is like trying to show us about like the whole nature versus nurture and like, you know, self-determining your own destiny sort of thing. Cause it's like, I feel like there were so many characters who were like one decision away from lots of things not happening the way, cause even like you were mentioning how, what was her name? Frida or whatever her name was. Like if she didn't want to fight, and if she had just made the decision as like the founding Titan, as the king, to be like, I will not fight, but you seem to have information on Titans that I don't have. So maybe we can work together to figure a workaround for this whole situation. If she just like was able to take one or a few more seconds to think about that, a lot of things could have been very, very different. And they didn't all have to die, potentially, right? Or if, you know, Grisha didn't allow himself to be bullied. You know what I mean? Potentially, things could have been different. So I'm wondering, like, at what point is someone just going to do something different or just, like, change? Or maybe, like, so I'm wondering if, you know, Grisha is hoping that, like, Zeke is the person who can change his mind enough to make a difference, and then something is going to happen. Because, like, this whole, like, everything is always going to happen seems like a very rigid thing. And I know that, like, Attack on Titan is not necessarily, like, a shonen, but it's, like, that's a dark message. So I'm just wondering, like, what the ending thing is going to be. I know it's been dark. Rob, you laughing. I know it's been dark this whole time. But we got to end on a positive note. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to end on a positive. I'm just wondering where it goes from here.
Yeah. And it took, I don't know, all of this really took it from, like, a conversation about righteousness and who's right here. Like, who is the enemy? Like, all of those questions now, it feels a little bit more just like self-indulgent. Like, regardless of what Aaron's goals were, whether, you know, they were, you know, wanting to save Paradise, whatever it is, it's very much so to me now, like, he wanted to do, like, he for the longest has wanted to be like this savior figure. I want to fight, I want to be in the scouts, and like has really taken on this role. And for the longest time, I felt bad for him, because I was like, all of this was thrust into his lap. Like, you know, his dad gave him the Titan, and like just all of this stuff happened in his life. And because he had the will to fight, he was able to carry it. But now I'm like, whoa. You wanted this. You've been wanting this.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
But yeah, I was just thinking about all of the stuff that really has happened because of this man, Aaron. I'm like, wow, the death toll has got to be at least in the hundreds of thousands by now, because
has to be just ridiculous at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, Grisha talking about, I saw the future of what's going to happen, and it's crazy. Like, it's just terrible. I'm like, yeah, it was terrible. From that point on, just death upon death upon death.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild that you say that. Like, I think, but he really did choose all of that. Because, like, we didn't get any scenes where he's like, I see that this thing is happening in the future because I have a memory. I'm just not going to do it. But no, he just chose to, kill all those civilians in Marley. He chose to, like, tell Armin, yeah, you got to atomic bomb the port, by the way. Like, these are decisions he's making. Like, and at no point is he like, I wonder what would happen if I just didn't do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He is a bad person.
I think, like, after a certain point, or up to a certain point in the show, like, he just didn't have access to the Attack Titans' memories. Like, I remember it was, like, a two-part, not a special, but, like, two episodes where they were just going through, like, his father's story. And then, like, at the end, it shows that, like, no, this is Eren actually accessing that information. And then the owl, like, talks about, you have to do this for Armin and Mikasa. And then we're like, whoa, what's going on here? And he's like, what? All of his actions up until that point, I'm like, okay, that was solely you just doing what you thought was the right thing to do in that moment. But I think after he gained access to the memories, to, like, the Attack Titan's abilities, then I'm like, okay, well, how adept were you? How far in the future were you able to see? What was your understanding? Or was it just, like, all a clusterfuck of memories that you didn't quite understand? And then once you're in the moment, you're like, huh, I've been here before. I think this thing happens. And then it happens. And then he's like, oh. So, like, I don't know. Anyway, all that to say, his actions become questionable once he awakens that ability.
Yeah. And maybe I'm just a fan of chaos, but I do feel a little bit more intrigued. I'm like, now Zeke is... Okay, also... How do we feel now that Grisha has said, I'm sorry to Zeke? Zeke has been through an emotional roller coaster. Like, this poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, ain't good enough. Like, look at what happened. Like, what he sent me to say, like, it's not all good. It's not all sweet out here. Sorry is not fixing anything, but it's a nice gesture. You know?
Yeah. And I feel bad for all of the, I'm the last born child. So I always feel bad for, like, the first born children, because I just know that could be tough. Parents be new parents. Parents don't necessarily be knowing what to do. They absolutely put their hopes and dreams onto the kids. And I'm like, dang, that's really what happened here. Grisha was like, you know what? Maybe with this kid, I won't do that. And I'll just see how he turns out. Like, maybe I'll just chill on that for right now.
Crazy. Yeah.
I feel bad for Grisha. I mean, like, he apologized. Like, as Rob said, it's too late. But he knows it's too late. He said, like, yeah, it's way too late. But, like, you must be here and I'm sorry. But it sucks because, like, the way he raised Eren was him trying to, like, make amends for that. Or in some way, you know, he's trying to make amends for that. And it just sucks because it's, like, I remember last year we were in Clubhouse and I was saying, like, yeah, no, he made that mistake. And, like, we can judge him. I judge him for that. But he's trying to make amends for it. And that's good. And it sucks that the child he tried to make amends with it for was the literal devil with knowledge of the future. You can't. That's, at that point, it's not on you. You did what you could. You were just dealt a bad hand. That's it's nothing you could do about that. I feel bad.
Yeah, and I'm like, what was the, I don't even know what Eren's mom's name was.
Neither do I.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, what was she like? Like, what was she like? Because, yeah, Eren just came out the gate just straight up like, I'm moving forward. You can't hold me back. Like, even when in Paradise Island, when everything was cool, like, you know, there's nothing really happening. The garrison unit be drunk every day. Everyone's chilling. Eren was still just like on fire. Like, nah, I gotta join the scout. Like, he still was just so revved up. So I don't know.
Yeah. Literally born different. Built different.
But he even said that to Zeke. He literally said, I'm different. Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. But the prediction. Well, I have to say, Rob, do you read the manga?
I read the manga, and I'm not quite sure. And what place are we in the show? Because I don't know what I can and cannot say. Did you read the manga?
No.
You read manga?
No.
No, not you. The only op here, bro.
That's real crazy. Because we be the only one out of this group to have read the manga. Usually it's the other way around. But here we all right.
But here we are. Yeah, so don't say nothing, bro. You just gonna predict the rest of the series.
Nah, I'm gonna terrorize you. But anyway, now.
Here's the thing. I have no predictions. Oh. I don't know. If literally the way that the last episode ended with Zeke being like, "Oh, I've been in control the whole time," I was like, "Damn, GG, like good series. What are we doing now?" And then the very next episode, Aaron is like, "Nah, GG, I got it." Like, I don't know.
Aaron has control of every and anything, and we have 8 episodes left. There are no predictions. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, I can't lie. I genuinely have no thoughts. Like, literally, my brain is empty. Other than, again, even seeing the preview, I still am just like, okay. Because I'm like, how is Aaron gonna get? How are they gonna get out of the little paths? Like, what does that mean for?
Right.
Like the rest of the world, like how we were saying, like the time difference, like what is that? What does that mean? I don't know.
The only thing I can say is with that, I feel like it'll just have been a literal second outside. Right. And then like a body is going to sprout out from Aaron's head. He's just going to regenerate immediately. Everybody's going to be like, what? And then, that's it. That's all I think. And then he might wave his hand, and then every Eldian stops moving or so. It's going to be some crazy next level end of series villain type nonsense.
I feel like he, just to echo what you're saying, Kidded, at the very least, he's not going to die. Like he has shown that when he comes in contact with the Founding Titan's blood, by whatever means, he has access to otherworldly abilities. Mm-hmm. And like when he punched his mother, no, not his mother, when he punched Zeke's mother's hand when she was in Titan form, like his whole body, like his arms regenerated like immediately. Meanwhile, like it normally takes a while for stuff like that to happen. So I feel like him being more mature, we're probably gonna see a whole body just come birthed out of his neck, and everyone's gonna be like, what the fuck? And he's probably gonna turn back into a Titan. And Zeke's just gonna be there like stunned, and Gabby's gonna be there like, I thought I killed him. I hope they kill Gabby, but like, it's just like, who knows? You know,
right? So don't say who anything. Knows? Do you know how badly I Aaron just wants to chaos. Read it? But I'm just like, I can't.
Not at this point. You've come so far.
Yes. Hang yourself and not break and read it. Like it was crazy.
I mean, I think we were blessed with like knowing like if you wait 11 months, you'll be able to see this. And then no, that sounds crazy, but like pretty much right after the part one ended, it was summertime, bro. We outside.
Yeah.
I just go outside. It'd be different if like part one ended like in November. I might fold and read that manga if I can't go nowhere. Like, what'd you say?
A lot of the times, Monday through Friday, I'm inside. Were you outside during those times? And you just weren't telling people? Like,
I mean, don't tell my supervisor.
That's kind of crazy. I'm not outside enough to constrain myself to certain things, but you stronger than me. Y'all better than me. I broke. Expeditiously, I broke.
Oh, really? Just like that?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I mean, really, it was just because they said like winter 2022. If they hadn't given us something very or like pretty concrete to start, I would have been like, I'm gonna have to just read it because y'all cannot leave me with Marley showing up. Which, again, y'all.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What is this show even about? Because does the Iceberg Stone matter? Does that matter? Like, what matters now?
Yeah. First part, you're right. Like, the first part was about war and all that stuff, but now it's about stopping the devil. Like, we are at the end of the movie. It's like, it's really, you stop the big bad and you figure out the rest later.
Bro, crazy.
Yeah, they're really just trying to stop Eren at this point. And Eren is a force to be reckoned with.
He's literally a force of nature right now. He got like 3 or 4 titans on him.
Yeah.
I don't really do anything. He's a hurricane. Like, you can't box a hurricane. It's not like
many have tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now Falco is jaw titan, so I'm like, what is that about to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that even matter? I don't know.
He thought he just run away. If I'm him, I'm scooping Gabby and just dip it. Like, I'm not even trying to be here, bro.
At this point, like, I don't know. Like, it's funny. Every week, I just click play and I let the show take me where it wants to go.
I look at scene one and I'm like, all right, cool, here we are. Like, I feel like I just have to wait for the first little image to pop up. I'm like, all right, we're here, we're through Grisha's memories. I would have never thought we were about to even go through Grisha's memories. Like, I didn't know we was even gonna see that. Man, okay, so Rob, as a person who's read the manga without spoiling it, give what general feeling did you get when you finished it?
Feeling
Yeah, well, did you feel complete? Let me ask you that. Did you feel like okay,
I
you can keep it a buck.
I felt complete. I thought it was a really well done, very well written story. I feel like, despite this being a strong work of fiction, this really encapsulates human nature. And I feel like they did a beautiful job of painting a picture of, this is what happens when you back someone into a corner.
Mm.
Yeah, this is a very beautifully painted picture of, like, this is what happens when you really corner somebody. You live with that, though. And, like, straight up. That's really about it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Can't wait to see it. Ooh, can't wait.
We're going to need a support group when the last episode airs. Like,
we might get to do that.
You know what I want, actually?
What?
Like, I want to somehow organize like a proper viewing of the last episode, like in a movie theater.
And
and like, you just get like, make it a whole event. I don't know how possible that would be, but like, that would be an aspiration that I am now going to look into, because I feel like they do screenings all the time. And it's like, yo, all the weebs would pull up for this. You know that, right?
Let's make this happen. I need an hour at the last one.
Yeah,
make it a movie, bro. Come on.
I think it should be.
I would love that.
Well, I'm gonna just say that you absolutely should definitely do that. I'll definitely pull up, have all the oohs, the ahs, the pause it, hold on, pause it. Like, I'm queen of like, I gotta pause it for a second. Let me decompress. No, but that's fire. Definitely do that, because it's about to be a movie. I already know, for real. But okay, y'all, thank you for joining me on the pod. This episode is crazy. I knew we would have a lot to talk about. Thanks for joining me.
I'm glad that it was this one that we were able to tap it on. Every single one of the episodes, this, you know, the 4 that we've had so far have been fire, but this one was crazy. So I'm glad it was
different.
It was this one.
I agree. And it's like, you know, it wasn't really like fighting or anything like that, but it was just such a good episode.
Yeah, absolutely. Whew.
My God. Also, quick plug for the 4th shoe boy who couldn't be here, Mr. Grant Sounds. Check out his Twitch, Grant Sounds Gaming. He be out here. He be twerking and shit.
Okay, I mean, I know he does, but it's just funny that that's your tagline. It's like, oh, he do be twerking. But he also got picked up to be one of Twitch's black creators on the front page. of Twitch for Black History Month. So tap into that. He should be having some really, really good and special content for this month since he's a front page on Twitch right now.
Yeah. Okay, period.
That's Grant Sounds. Yeah, that's Grant Sounds on, is it Grant Sounds Gaming or Grant Sound? You should be able to find it if you type in Grant Sounds on Twitch.
Y'all are so amazing. That's so great. So supportive. Okay, so we already talked a little bit about it, but tell the folks about what you guys have coming up, where to find you guys, how to listen to the past EP, what's coming out next.
Yeah, you can find us everywhere on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. I think that's all of them. I don't know. If you type in ITSF Collective, or If the Shoe Fits, like, you gonna find us. Or you can find us on SoundCloud too. A Slice of Life EP out now. Almighty Zeus music video out now. We got
Donzo
some
video coming.
Right, yeah. Donzo music video is coming soon. We have some other singles coming in February, March, and April. We just got a lot of stuff lined up, so we're gonna be real active.
If you want to connect with me, please do continue to support Big Titan Talk. Check out my YouTube and catch me on all the socials at @_. I gotta start saying the. Or maybe I should just change it to the. I don't know. Either way, the _ anime nay. And with that, I'll catch y'all in the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you.